Good morning. It's a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Well, Alan, on this Monday morning, we're looking at not only record-setting heat in terms of the weather, but certainly President Donald Trump's decision to separate families has heated up the immigration debate.
David, if we didn't have the weather to talk about, what would we talk about? I mean, it isn't as if anything's going on in the government. Trump isn't telling more lies, that there aren't Democrats trying to crash into some of these holding areas where children are despicably being separated from their parents. We have grandchildren, three wonderful grandchildren. They're all very young. The idea of taking them away from their parents is something that I think every single parent and grandparent can understand. And apparently, people are really struggling with this. You know that Melania Trump came out with a statement. One always assumes that these statements are coming really from the male side of the relationship. But it says the Democrats and the Republicans should get together. Trump is blaming unbelievably the Democrats for this thing. Somebody like Lindsey Graham comes out and he says, hey, this is the president's ally, Lindsey Graham, on most things, says, hey, if this president wanted to stop, he would stop it right now. He has the power to do that. In the meantime, you get Giuliani all weekend long talking about pardons. See, this is the whole reason they started to go after the FBI and everybody else. Now, Giuliani says, if there's any real reason that this was a flawed thing after the investigation is over, the president can use his full pardon power. And that many people see as a signal to both Manafort and Cohen that if they keep their trap shut, they'll be taken care of. Meantime, Giuliani is saying not during the investigation, but after the investigation. Now, if you are Manafort or Cohen, and it looks like Cohen might be arrested, they have to trust that the president will keep his word. And his word is not always worth an awful lot, and pardon them. And that's probably why the pardons came for a whole group of people earlier, to make it clear that the president could and would use his pardon power. All of this is part of a larger way of looking at this. And we know what that is, which is, you guys shut up.
Does this situation with the children of immigrants get resolved?
Well, I think that this is so dangerous for Trump that they're really scrambling. They've gone to the trouble of getting this Melania statement on the books that it ought to be done. Trump keeps saying it's the Democrats' fault and the Democrats could solve it, except that there's a little problem. You got a Republican president and two Republican houses. It could be stopped tomorrow. Clearly, the Democrats want it stopped. They think this is terrible. And if not, they think they have a tremendous issue here leading into the midterms. You know that Trump is aware of this. He keeps tweeting that the way to stop this is to elect more Republicans. Up is down and down is up, or something like that. You get it. He just keeps changing the dynamics of every situation.
Today, prosecutors present the second of two corruption cases, Alan, against former associates of Governor Cuomo in federal district court in Manhattan. Talking about Dr. Elaine Calleros, former head of the State University of New York Polytechnic Institute, shortened to SUNY Poly. He faces charges of bid rigging and bribery along with three upstate developers.
Well, you know, this is a tougher one. I believe we are going to see a tough prosecution. But here's what. Nobody is saying that Calleros benefited from it personally other than to cement his relationship with the government and the governor. Now, there's not a scintilla of proof that has been offered that the governor knew anything about this, but this whole thing helps the governor's campaign. You give money to a campaign, you get a contract. Pay to play, pay to play. Right now, this message is not caught on with the voters in New York State who are not saying we're holding Cuomo responsible. He's leading by wide margins, both against Cynthia Nixon and against his Republican opponent, Mark Molinaro. One of the things that we expect to see here is what the government witnesses are going to say. We do know that there was the accusation of pay-to-play in this and that those who were accused got contracts. But you have to prove, as the Supreme Court has made it clear, that there is a quid pro quo. Into all of this thing comes Todd Howe, who becomes one of the people that these firms are hiring to make it happen. Howe has become a bit of a difficult witness. We know that. He was put in jail the last time. And the last thing I read, and it may have changed, is that they don't intend to produce Howe as a witness in this trial. In any case, we're going to see some stuff, perhaps, that we haven't seen before about how all of this works.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David. It's great to have you back.
Good to be back.